And then we drop over to chapter 10. Now, it's a little long. It's all red letter edition. And so you can follow along on the screen, because sometimes I get my tongue around my eye tooth and I might mispronounce a word or something. So I always like to be held accountable. Jesus sent the 12 disciples out with these instructions. They're not only instructions for the disciples of his day, but also us modern day disciples. These are instructions to help build the church and to help people around us. God's Word, red letter edition. Don't go to the Gentiles or to the Samaritans, but only to the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. Don't take any money with you. Don't carry a traveler's bag with an extra coat and sandals or even a walking stick. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality, because those who work deserve to be fed. Whenever you enter a city or a village, search for a worthy man and stay at his home until you leave for the next town. When you are invited into somebody's home, give it your blessing. If it turns out to be a worthy home, let your blessing stand. If it is not, take back the blessing. That might be an Indian giver, Jesus was. Take back the blessing. If a village doesn't welcome you or listen to you, shake off the dust of that place from your feet as you leave. I assure you, the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah will be better off on the judgment day than that place will be. Look, I am sending you out as sheep among wolves. Be wary of snakes and harmless as doves. Be aware, for you will be handed over to the courts and beaten in the synagogues, and you must stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers. This will be your opportunity to tell them about me. Yes, the witness to the world. When you are arrested, don't worry about what to say in your defense, because you will be given the right words at the right time. For it won't be you doing the talking, it'll be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brothers will betray brothers to death, fathers will betray their own children, and children will rise against their parents and cause them to be killed. And everyone will hate you because of your allegiance to me. But those who endure to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one town, flee to the next. And I assure you, I, the Son of Man, will return before you have reached all the towns in Israel. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.